We are here for Canyon County Middle School basketball as the Lions and Lionettes meet the Warren County Middle School Pioneers and Lady Pioneers. Thank you for joining us on Canyon Rock Radio on the Zeno Radio app. Also, you got the website ready on the radio.com. You can bring us up there as well. We put a fresh 6 minutes on the clock. We're getting ready to get started. Canyon County, Bailey Sism, Naomi Muse, Bella Mason, Ansley Hunter, and Addison Estes. Warren County will counter with Cortland Porter, Brantley Chisholm, Addison Steakley, along with Aubrey Olesik and Macy McBride. Got a nice jumbotron is what they call it up here now at Canyon County High School. If you haven't had a chance to see it, come out Tuesday for the home game between Canyon and DeKalb High School. Neat little thing, give you the temperature, what it is outside, and what the time is. Here comes Addison Estes with the basketball, and Estes shot no. Back out, Sism Hurd shot no good. Rebound, Hunter getting in. Actually, that's Muse, tripped up, ball out of bounds. Warren County basketball. We just started this one. 5:30 left to go in the opening quarter of play. Right side pass going over number 11, Steakley. Steakley will drive it in. Back outside, Chisholm. Chisholm loads up a three, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Hunter. Outlet pass comes to Naomi. Muse will push it up. One on one, go in the lane. Strip taken away by Warren County. Double dribble by Chisholm. Outlet pass to number 4. That's McBride. McBride in the paint. Drops it down the low block. Won't go. Rebound out to Hunter. Long pass to Muse. Muse trying to get ahead of the traffic. Got Estes on the wing. Muse takes it up. No. Rebound pulled down by Chisholm. And there's a foul. Number sure, 01, Addison Estes with the foul. That could be her first, team's first. Cross half court we go, number 11, Addison Steakley. Steakley drops it right side. Here comes three on the way. That's Chisholm, and she nailed it. So Warren County gets on the scoreboard first. An inbound pass by Mason thrown away. Warren County basketball. Lady Pioneers McBride. Or actually, that's Oslesic. We'll get it and give it away. Here's Muse, the other side. Got another layup opportunity. Didn't make that one. Rebound tipped around, taken, kicked. Loose ball, Warren County's got it. So two missed layups. They're both under pressure. Here's a three on the side from number 11. Steakley won't go, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Mason. Both teams lost to Upperman Middle on Saturday. A hard game to try to broadcast from out there. Signal problems as Cannon gets the rebound off a miss, but they threw it away and over and back for McBride. Inbound for Cannon. Mason gets it over to Muse, but right in front of her in the passing lane was Olesik, and Olesik will lay it in. 4-0. Or 5-0. Warren gets the turnover, and Bella Mason will pick up the foul. So Mason with their first personal. We're here at Canyon County High School, Robert A. Harris Gymnasium, Canyon County Middle School basketball. You ask why the middle school isn't playing in their own gym, is because they don't really have one anymore, because, well, they've got one, but the roof leaks and the floors are in major need of repair, it looks like. It's McBride drives in, layup, no. 3:34 left to go in the opening quarter, and Warren County's trying to add to their 5-0 lead. McBride is good. Second free throw coming in. And that one is just as good. So 2 for 2 for McBride. 7-0 the lead. Here's a pass going over to Muse, and now a reach-in foul, and that's going to be Warren County on that one. And that's going to call on Chisholm. So Brandley Chisholm has her first personal. Inbound. Goes over to number 21. That's Muse. Muse will get it to Mason. Mason down on the baseline. That was Sism. Pass tip. Sism get the ball back. Going into the lane. Lost it. Taken away by number 30, Hunter. And Hunter aggressively attacks the basket to give Cannon their first 2 points of the night. Steakley going the other way. Stop. Crosses it out right side. Down on the baseline to Chisholm. Chisholm inside. Lost it. Loose ball. Held ball. Possession arrow belongs to Warren County. Inbound. Goes to the right side. That's number 5, Porter. Porter. Down on the baseline. Here's Steakley for 3. Short. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Steakley. Substitution coming into the game. Number 32 is Brooke Kesey. And the ball going out of bounds and held ball before it goes out. Inbound coming up from Cannon. Over to Sism. Sism to Muse. Naomi trying to break the full court press. Goes down to Estes, who puts up a shot real quickly. No good. And Kesey will rebound it. Outlet comes up to Steakley. Steakley driving on Sism, and Sism will get the contact foul. That'll be the 4th team foul. 7-2 the score. Actually, I've only with 3. Free throw is up. It's good. Addison Steakley. Free throw number 1. Steakley's 2nd free throw is up. It's good. 2 for Addison. We've got a 9-2 lead, 7-point lead for Warren County, and almost a travel, but Hunter got rid of it. Sism. Estes, long range 3, nothing but air, and the rebound Kesey clears it out to number 4, McBride. McBride down the floor, finds number 15, who's checked into the ball game. That would be Alexa Ross. Ball goes out of bounds, Warren ball. Here's a shot up from Steakley, won't go, and Bella Mason with the rebound. Muse in the lane, clears it back out. Hestis, and Hestis traveling with it. Nine to two, 1:48 left to go in the first quarter. All Warren County right now by 7. Kesey with the pass, goes to a cutting Steakley. She missed the layup. Muse gets the rebound, outlet to Addison Estes. Addison's on the right side of the floor, pulls up a little jumper, won't go. The rebound into Mason's hands. Now to Muse. Naomi, top of the key, Sism. Sism comes off the screen. Back to Muse. Naomi trying to find some help. Drives it back down to Sism on the baseline. Sism pops inside, but it's taken away by Ross. Hunter falls down for Cannon. Here comes number four, McBride. McBride driving it into the paint, puts up the shot, no, but the rebound and the putback is good by number three, Aubrey Olesic. She's got her fourth point. 11-2. Long pass, deflected. Muse saves it, but right into the hands of Warren County, runs it down. And the other pass goes out to Warren, or Cannon. Warren's got it. Hot potato we go. Number 11. That's a three on the way from number four, McBride. Shot no good, but the rebound and the putback by Kessie is good. 13-2, 28 seconds left to go. Number 25 will check in for Cannon. That would be Macy Foster. Foster's got it. Drives it into Hunter. Hunter clears back out. Mason with a little short jumper. Rattled out. Rebound pulled down by number three. Olesic, and Olesic's layup. No. Rebound fought for. Mason's on the floor with it. Jump ball. Cannonball. It was a held ball. They can't get the officials to. They can't get the officials, can't get the scorekeeper to turn the possession arrow. That's what he was wanting them to do before the play resumed. They still haven't turned the possession arrow. And the inbound comes up. Okay, there's the shot. 13-2 the score. In favor of Warren County, we'll take a break, come back with more in a moment.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market and Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402. Or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
All right, back here. Thank all of our sponsors, Parsley's Market and Deli, Tony Kane, Homeland Community Bank, Blake Finney Shelter Insurance, and the Law Offices of Tara Cowan. Stay up on the Jumbotron. It's 39 degrees. Feels colder outside, I think. And here we go. Inbound. And Naomi Musin, Cannon County, trailing 13-2. Mason hands it over to Estes. They try to lob it down low. That's Hunter. She finds a bad pass, but Mason steps back in, grabs it, and puts it in. Long pass going over to Steakley. Steakley on the baseline. We'll give it inside. Pass deflected, and Cannon's got it back. Nice job by Mason. Underneath it goes Muse. Muse shot, block, and a foul. They're going to call that one number five, Cortland Porter. Free throw coming up. One up, none in. Macy McBride back in the ballgame. Porter with her foul comes out. That's two team fouls on Warren County. Free throw number two. That's good. So Muse scores her first point of the night. And Lionettes are down 13-5 with a runner from number four, McBride. As soon as she comes in, knocks down two. 15-5. Muse. Estes. Estes. Threw it away. Into the hands of number three. Here comes Olesic, and Olesic is fouled as she goes up for the layup. Free throws coming up. One up, none in, rolled in, dropped in. Aubrey Olesic now with 5 points as Bailey Sism re-enters the ball game. They were trying to get number 15 Emery Rollins in the game, but she wore the wrong colored uniform. She was wearing the road jersey. Second free throw is no good. And now Rollins comes out to the bench with the right uniform on. Here comes the ball knocked out of bounds by Warren. Remain Canyon County ball. Canyon County trails 16-5 with 4:54 left to go in the first half. Inbound. Underneath baseline jumper by Mason won't go. The rebound pulled down by Hunter, and she goes straight up for the basket. And his foul will go to the free throw line. It's going to be a foul call on Aubrey Olesic. That'll be her first. Team's third. Free throw up, no good. Second free throw. That one's no good either. Rebound pulled down by Chisholm. And here comes Warren County flying up the floor. Number 11, Steakley, going in for the layup, won't connect. Rebound Warren going up for the shot. No. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Actually, number 12. And call it a held ball. And possession arrow belongs to Cannon. Abigail Netherton is in the ball game for Warren County. And Warren County gets the ball. I'm sorry. There's a shot up. No good. Rebound by Kesey. Her shot no good. And now a traveling call by Hunter. Inbound. Left side, there's a jumper up, no good. It's good by McBride. They say a three. Looked like she was on the line. Now Rollins gets off the bench. Hunter backs it up over to Mason. Got shot off by number 25. That would be Foster. Warren County comes away with the board. Pass goes inside, and there's a foul. Mason, I believe, or that's going to be Foster. That's Foster, her first. And number 11, Steakley, will free throw up, no good. Second free throw. Hit both of them. Steakley with 4, 20-5, 15-point lead by Warren County. Mason will inbound it over to Sism, and Sism will bring it up. Sism going around to the right side. Gets it into the paint, high post. Now back over to Foster. Foster cross-courts it. Rollins, and Rollins is slammed to the ground. I believe that was 14, yep. Chisholm, our second. Inbound, right side. Foster. Scooch everywhere over in the corner to Mason, and Mason pops a little jumper. Nice job by Bella. 20-7. Quickly up the floor come the Lady Pioneers. They drop it down to their inside the post to Netherton. She misses the layup, and the rebound is wrestled away by Hunter. Cannon on the move. Cannon in the baseline. Double team cleared back over to Bella. Bella's going to try another little jumper. That one didn't work for her. And number four, McBride gets the rebound. The outlet pass all the way down the other end. Number 14, Chisholm misses the layup, but there is Kesey to trail and knock down the shot. 22-7, Cannon wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. Warren County in control. Uh-oh.
Did you get in trouble?
Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
2:49 left to go in the first half of play. It's Warren County Lady Pioneers 22, Cannon County 7. Coming up in our next issue of the Cannon Courier, we've got the winter sports preview coming up. Get you some stories about the Cannon County Lions and Lionettes high school basketball programs. Give you a rundown of the rosters as they now stand. Schedules for all. Rest of the middle school basketball season, as well as the high school. We're going to try to get elementary, too, in there. We didn't get it today, but we'll try to get it. I know it's been revised. Some teams have played a ton of games so far, and they were only trying to play about six to for a season, but they're able to find some dates and some opponents and say, yeah, we'll play. So they get the fourth and fifth graders some action. Sism will get it over to Rollins. Emery, top of the key, reverses the dribble, hands it over to Bella. Bella's shot, no good, but there's Rollins with the rebound. She couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Hunter. Number four, Mason McBride will bring it up right side. They drop it off inside. Now to Kesey. Kesey missed the shot. Kesey is blocked by Hunter. Here come the Cannon County Lionettes. Pass inside to Hunter. Contested. Pulls up the jumper. It hits the back of the iron in a line drive. And Warren's got the rebound. Kesey going the other way. Lays it up. No. Rebound back to Hunter for Cannon County. Almost lost it. Double team lost it out of bounds, but going to be last touched by number 14 who snuck around. Let's see. We got Olesic back in the ball game. Cortland Porter, number 15, which is Alexa Ross, and number 30. Is it 30 or 32? 30 is Leah Mara. Leah Mara. Here's a shot. This ball knocked out of bounds. Leah Mara. It's Naomi Muse re-enters the ball game. Minute 38. Muse's shot is up. It's good. That's a three. 4 points for Muse all in this quarter. The lead 22-10 for Warren. Here comes Mara. Mara's shot off the mark. And Bella Mason grabs the rebound, clears it out, and the fast, quick hands of Addison Steakley knocks the ball out of bounds. Inbound, coming over to Muse. Muse. Mason in the lane around the free throw line. She advanced the ball. That should not have been a 5 second call. She advanced the ball past the hash mark at once. Then that 5 second call is called off and you've got to recount. The referee did not do that. Should still be Cannon County ball. Right side pass going over to number 11, Steakley. Steakley gets it inside to Mara. Her shot blocked. Rebound, Warren County's got it. That's Ross, I believe, yeah. Alexa missed the shot. Loose ball kicked out of bounds. Warren County ball. Inbound. Top of the key left side. Comes over to Mara. Mara brings it back to Porter. Porter gives it up. Number 11, that's Steakley. Steakley drives, clears it out. Shot up, no. Rebound pulled down by Olesic. She missed the follow-up. Ross gets the loose ball. Ross now. Top of the key. Steakley. Steakley and a travel. Four seconds left for the end of the second quarter. 4 seconds. Muse lost it, has to go back for it, throws it up. There should have been a contact foul, nothing there, and 22-10 Warren County. We'll take a break, come back with the second half in a moment. You're listening to Cannon County Ball on Cannon Rock Radio on the Zeno FM radio.
The next DeKalb County game. We want to poke at them a little bit. I'm not sure. That, by the way, is Ainsley Hunter knocks down the first bucket of the third quarter. Was from a band by the name of Ugly Kid Joe. Now, you might have heard of those guys back in the 80s and 90s. They did a song. Claim to fame was I Hate Everything About You and a remake of The Cats in the Cradle. Yeah, they're still together playing music. 22-12 the score. Cannon with the basketball and full court press. Bella Mason. Well, you gotta have somebody run to her. You gotta move. You can't just stand around. You're going to have your players move to the ball. Bella can't get it over this player here. There we go, finally. And Muse got tripped up and a blocking foul. Took us a little while to grasp that concept, but finally got it. And now Bella Mason's going to inbound it again. And this time Estes comes out for it, gets it over to Muse. Muse kicked it. But right to Bella Mason's hands, over now to Ainsley Hunter to give it to Muse. Estes drives baseline, pulls up the jumper, no good. Rebound Hunter going up for it, clears it back out. Hunter's in the lane for about 45 seconds. Shot up, no good, and Warren County runs down the rebound. That's number three, Aubrey Olesic. Passed inside, and Hunter got a piece of her. I think that's number two on Ainsley. Twenty-2-12. Free throw is up. It's no good. Free throw by Branley Chisholm, who's got 3 points, all scored in the first quarter.
Second free throw. Good. Drops in. Chisholm with four, 23-12. Warren County. Warren County gets the steal, and that's not going to go anywhere. Hunter will throw the ball in. Again, you've got to move. There's Mason. Gets it over to Muse. Muse drops it over. Left, right side shot no good by Sism, and reach in foul over the back. Gonna be tagged on number 11, I believe. No, they're gonna say that 14. That's Chisholm. That's her third. Kesey will check back into the ball game. Free throw up and good. Five for Muse. Second free throw is up and good. 23-14. Warren County with the lead and the basketball, trailing or leading by nine. Here's number four. That's McBride. Her jumper is good. Nine for Macy. Lead back up to 11. Sism through the double team finds Estes. Estes is fouled from behind, and Olesic will go pick her up. Sure, there's no ill will. Mason. Long pass, Muse. Stop, pop, shot, won't go. Rebound, tipped, out of bounds, cannonball. There's a shot by Muse, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Mason. Right side. And that Sism. Sism shot blocked and resulting in a held ball. Ball goes to Warren County. Coming up next, we got the boys. Should be a pretty good matchup, I would think. Pass deflected into the hands of Steakley. Steakley down on the baseline. Shot rope. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kesey, and Kesey's put back. Results in her sixth point. 27-14. Loose ball is going to be taken by Warren County. Here comes a three. Got it. That's going to be number four, McBride, and that's going to be a timeout called by Canyon County. 30-14 the score. You hear, play some defense. Well, don't turn the ball over. That would help too. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes. That'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously. Yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Spacing on the floor for the Lionettes is terrible. They're not being forced into anything by Warren County. Warren County's not, you know, forcing them to go one way or another. And trying to break this full court press, number one, you got to run to the ball, the inbounds. And then everybody, there shouldn't be anybody on this side of the floor. Everybody's got to kind of group together right there. Nobody comes in the middle. That should have been number 21, Muse. Should have come through the middle, and we're throwing long passes. Here comes over to Ross. Ross goes up for the layup. It's fouled by Mason. Frustration foul. The Lionettes cannot spread the floor, because the temptation is too great to throw a long pass, and you're throwing it in traffic as Ross misses the free throw. What they have to do is they have to stay on one side and bring it up as a team. Second free throw by Ross, no good, and here's Addison Estes with the basketball. Gets it across half court, shoots it over to Muse. Muse on the baseline, throws one up, no good. Kesey gets the rebound. And the outlet pass goes over to number 11, Steakley, drives up in the lane, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by punter. Foster will check in. Inbound. Underneath Kesey's shot. Not good defense there. Hunter gets the ball again. She's trapped, and now the outlet pass. Foster will push it up the floor. Foster stops, throws ball, punched out of bounds by Kesey. 3:16 left to go in the third. It's 30-14. The score in favor of Warren. A couple substitutions coming in. Number 12, Netherton, and number 14, Chisholm for Warren. Inbound, Estes off the, and a nice three-pointer from Addison Estes. 13-point lead. Warren County wants a timeout. Coach over there shouting it. 30-second timeout as well. We'll take one. Be right back.
Lions Club has kicked off their annual nut sale already. You can purchase a bag or two or several of pecan halves, walnuts, healthy mix, cashews, deluxe mixed nuts, milk chocolate peanuts, or sweet and salty trail mix. Stop by Jennings Jewelers, Woodbury Farmers Co-op, Cannon County Clerk's Office, Cannon County Senior Center, Dr. Trey Wessel's Office, First Bank, Paul Reed Furniture, Regions Bank, Capstar Bank, Sue Patrick CPA, Woodbury Funeral Home, Cutting Edge Salon, Hometown Community Bank, or see any Woodbury Lions Club member to purchase the nuts. Hurry, they sell faster than Superman can fly. More event and announcement news upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Back here coming out of the timeout, Warren County with the lead, 30-17 with 3:03 left to go in the third. Lady Pioneers with the basketball, Kelsey. And Hunter will pick up the foul. Of course, it doesn't matter to the fact that Kelsey was in the free throw line, or in the lane for about 25 seconds. Kelsey's pass, and Hunter will try to wing it down, but Warren got it back and they threw it away. Cannon has got to move to the ball. Now we just stand there and just wait for it to come to us. That's going over to Estes. Long pass over the head of Rollins, but the ball goes out of bounds. Last tip by Olesic. Foster. On right side, Estes. Estes shot, no. Rebound pulled down and fell, and they're going to call a travel. Inbound. Slinging it over to Estes. Addison shot, no good, and Kelsey with the rebound, and Kesey gets it out. To number 14, Chisholm. Chisholm, runner, shot, good. 6 for Chisholm, 32-17, 15-point lead. Match is the biggest of the day. Rollins gets it across half court. Rollins overthrows. Number 3, Olesic, dumping it down, and a foul on Rollins. Again, limit the space. Close in. You won't see turnovers like that if you do. Netherton will step to the free throw line. One up. None in. Not for sure how often or where this team practices. Second free throw rolls in good, and Netherton knocks down both free throws with 2:13 left. 16-point lead, actually knocked down just one is what it says. So, all right, 33-17. Here's Muse breaking through the full court press. Pass underneath. It goes. Pass up. No rebound. That's Bella. Bella Mason from the corner. Won't go. Rebound out to Chisholm. Chisholm. Flying up the floor is Porter. They found her. Porter's shot blocked by Hunter. Inbound. Goes over, shot up. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Cannonball. So Kesey had an opportunity to make a shot, missed it. Minute 45 left to go in the game. It's third quarter. Muse gets it to Mason, now to Rollins. Rollins will back it up, work the baseline, lost control of it, and Warren will pick it back up. Kesey drops it off. Here comes Netherton. Netherton pushing it up the floor, stolen by Muse. Muse pushing it. Down the other way, gets up to the layup and is fouled and takes a big spill to the floor, and that's Chisholm's fourth. Two shots for Naomi Muse, and substitutions coming in here momentarily. Gabby Castillo coming in for the first time tonight. Also, Leah Mara. And I believe that was Mason McBride checking back in as well. Free throw up. Muse missed both. Long rebound, long throw, outlet throw. Cannon will get the ball back. Minute 18, the Lionettes trail by 16, 33 to 17. And Muse will bring it up left side. Here's Mason for three. And she got it. Rolled around, rolled in. Seven for Brady. Pass to the left side. Finds McBride. Dumps it down to Castillo. She missed the shot. Second one, no. And they're going to call a foul on Hunter. If Hunter had stayed straight up, not left her feet, that wouldn't have been a foul. Shouldn't have been a foul anyway. It looked like a clean block. But the fact is the referee was looking at her feet more than he was her hands. And immediately called that body contact, even though there was no contact with Hunter's arms. I think that's Hunter's fourth. It is. Second free throw by Castillo. No good. And the rebound pulled down. Pulled down by Cannon County. Mason. Muse. Muse pulls up a jumper. Got it. Lead is cut to 11 again. Here's Porter. Porter, right side, now to number four. That's McBride. Her shot no good. Now a reach-in foul. Now a reach-in held ball. Cannonball. Olesic and Steakley re-enter the ballgame. They're starters. Mason will get over to Hunter, drop it to number one. Now to Muse. Muse turnaround jumper partially blocked and taken by Olesic. Long pass. Pass deflected by Muse out of bounds. Inbound. Going over to McBride down the corner. Here's a little runner from Steakley. No good. Rebound by Castillo. That one won't go. Rebound this time. Cannon's got it. Estes. And she threw a short pass. 33-22. Warren County by 11. We'll take a break and come back with more in a moment.
It's the 32nd annual Cannon Country Christmas, Friday, November 18th and Saturday, November 19th. Watch for more details in the upcoming editions of the Cannon Courier. The Cannon Courier's Turkey Tumble will start November 15th. More announcements on this huge event soon. Upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Well, we pretty much had all the announcements that we can. You guys got to come out for it Friday night. We start the festivities at 5 o'clock. Shopping can be done all day, though. Banks will be doing kind of a customer appreciation day all day. But we got Santa Claus coming and nativity scene and s'mores and all kinds of good stuff. And Christmas music will be coming from the courthouse as well. On Friday night, Saturday, everything concludes with the Downtown Merchants Parade that's going to be going from one... end to another. Fourth and final quarter of regulation coming up. Here comes Warren County with the basketball. Pass deflected, and nobody wants it. Warren County comes up with a loose ball. Shot no good. Yep. Here comes number 30, Mara. Mara shot no good. Rebound this time by Castillo. And it's cleared off on the miss, and a long pass over to Muse. Muse double-teamed, and number 3, Olesic, will chase it for a little while. Inbound, Mason. Back out, pass deflected out of bounds. Inbounds. Pass now to Mason and Brady. Wrestles it away, gives it over to Estes, who kicked it. Warren County's come up with it. Chisholm, long pass. There is McBride, and she couldn't, but there's a foul on Addison Estes. Free throws coming up by McBride. Free throw one is up, no good. Steakley will check back in. Out goes Mara. Second free throw. It's up. And it won't drop. Rebound pulled down by Hunter. Cleared out to Bailey Sism. Sism will bring it up the floor. Sism pass deflected. Here's McBride the other way. She missed the two free throws but hits the layup. She's got 14. 35-22 lead back up to 13. Long pass over the head of Sism and Warren County ball. The answer to that is quite simple. Get everybody running to the ball. They just stand there. Inbound. Left side. Here comes Warren County with it. McBride. She chases up with her dribble. McBride backs it off to the right side to Olesic. Olesic. Left side now, number 23. That's Castillo. Castillo, top of the key. Three on the way. It's going to be an air ball. And Warren County will have a hand on it, but Chisholm was on the out-of-bounds line. Move to the ball. Move to the ball. Move to the ball. Here's Chisholm. Sism with it, comes across half court, over in the baseline to Muse. Muse. And lost it. Jump ball. Inbound. Possession there belonging to Cannon. And Mason will inbound. Right side. Here's number 15. That's Rollins. Her shot off the mark. 4:06 left to go. Over in the corner. Here comes Castillo. Top of the key. Left wing it goes to number 11. That's Stickley. Stickley. Chisholm. Ball deflected, kicked out of bounds. Muse will bring it up. Muse trying to work. Nobody moving to the ball. Mason wants it, but now a timeout, and they're going to call the timeout 30 seconds. So we'll take one as well. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market in Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m., and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
Hansley Hunter, I believe, just fouled out of this ball game. One and one for Warren County. Actually, she's just got four fouls, so she didn't quite foul out. Free throw coming up by Castillo. Free throw up. No good. Long rebound run down by Chisholm. Chisholm drops it off inside. Castillo shot. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Hunter. Gets the outlet to Mason. Mason looked down on the ground. Lost it, but gets it over to Muse. And Muse will go up and go down hard again. Head to the free throw line. Two shots for Naomi Muse, who's missed free throws tonight, several of them, and she's short that one. Free throw. Number two is good. 35-23. 3:10 left. There's the bottom three on the way. No good. Rebound tipped, and TC will take it. And so will Estes. It'll be Estes with the foul. Or no, I'm sorry, Kesey with the foul. Emma Tillman will check in next dead ball, and they throw it away. And Warren County tries, now it's a jump ball. Possession there belonging to Warren. Rollins will come take a seat for Tillman. Inbound it goes. Kesey drops it in. 8. Pass goes over. And it's taken away by Warren County. Estes. Ball goes out of bounds. Inbound. Here comes a three. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Chisholm, and Chisholm shot. No good. Emma Tillman with the rebound. She falls as a result of Estes fall on top of her. Ball goes back to Warren County. Inbound. Underneath, layup, no, rebound, loose ball, Tillman in a jump ball this time, possession arrow belonging to Warren. Two more substitutions coming in. 22 is Kennedy Higgins, and 20 is Zaniston Insel. Inbound, and that's going to be Warren County. That's going to be who that fell to the floor making it. Number five, Porter, her first two, and now the throw is thrown away. We just don't know how to move to the basketball. If you watch Warren County, and when they throw the ball in, everybody's moving. We just stand around. What surprises me that there's no adjustment that has been made by the coaching staff over here to tell these kids, hey, move. They're just letting them. Look at Warren County, what they're doing. There, I know you can't see it on internet radio, but they're moving. Feet are shuffling. They're moving, and that they turn the ball over there. But watch us. Now Estes finally moves to the ball. So does Insel. Long pass, and it's going to be taken away by Warren County. Long pass underneath. Kelsey, no. Rebound number 11. Steakley knocks it down for a sixth. Estes will bring it up. Addison, top of the key. Stops. Pop shot. Good. Five for Estes. 41-23. 18-point lead. Pass over in the corner. Here's a three from Ross. No. Rebound. Kesey had the beat on it, but Ross comes up with a loose ball. Ross drives it inside, pops it off the glass. Alexa Ross scores her first two. 43-25. Here's Estes. Estes drives. Layup. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Kesey, and Kesey traveled with it. Substitutions coming in for Warren. The last minute, nine left to go. Number one, Cadence Weiser. 13 is Payne. There's a three from Insel, no good. Estes gets the follow-up shot and pops it in. They say just two. And Estes just got hit in the head, and she's not feeling too good. Or Insel got hit in the head, not feeling too good right now. Long pass, and it's going to be taken away by Tillman. Tillman from Estes. Estes leans. And substitution, 30-second timeout going to be called. As Insel will be taken out. She's going to have a headache. She got elbowed in the head, took an elbow to the head. Aniston Insel. You've got the right person there looking at her, Hope Young. She is a trainer. She's checking her out, going through the protocol and making sure that she doesn't have a concussion. Here's the shot by number 43. That would be Hannah Pitts, who's seen her first action tonight. 30 seconds left to go. Ross. And Macy Foster gets it. Foster will drive, and that's going to be a blocking foul, and Foster will go to the free throw line. Free throw is up and good by Foster. Second free throw is missed. One of two, 43-30. Long pass and the layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kesey. Not gonna go. Long rebound this time goes into the hands of Estes. Estes long range jumper at the buzzer. 43-30, your final score. As Warren County wins this one over Canyon County tonight. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We've got your boys action in a moment. Canyon Courier. We'll have all of the scoring summary in your next newspaper. And we'll be back with the ball game, the next game. Here momentarily.
Uh-oh, did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today. Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review. At area code 615-867-0120, Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Woodbury Lions Club has kicked off their annual nut sale already. You can purchase a bag or two or several of pecan halves, walnuts, healthy mix, cashews, deluxe mixed nuts, milk chocolate peanuts, or sweet and salty trail mix. Stop by Jennings Jewelers, Woodbury Farmers Co-op, Canning County Clerk's Office, Canning County Senior Center, Dr. Trey Wessel's Office, First Bank, Paul Reed Furniture, Regions Bank, Capstar Bank, Sue Patrick CPA, Woodbury Funeral Home, Cutting Edge Salon, Hometown Community Bank, or see any Woodbury Lions Club member to purchase the nuts. Hurry, they sell faster than Superman can fly. More event and announcement news upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. It's the 32nd annual Cannon Country Christmas, Friday, November 18th and Saturday, November 19th. Watch for more details in the upcoming editions of the Cannon Courier. The Cannon Courier's Turkey Tumble will start November 15th. More announcements on this huge event soon. Upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Cannon County High School Cheer Competition is hosting a couple of fundraisers on Saturday, November the 19th. One of them is a $7 all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, which will be in the high school cafeteria from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. November the 19th. $5 for ages 10 and under. Also, the Ugly Sweater Spread the Cheer 5K Fun Run will take place that day at the Cannon County High School. Timed awards in each category, Ugly Sweater, and Most Festive Awards. All proceeds benefit the Cannon County High School Cheer Competition team. For more information and specific details and also to register, please visit www.smore.com/CN7D9. More news and events to be announced on the best rock on the planet, Canon Rock Radio.
Cannon County will start at point guard number 5. Miles Alexander. Shooting guard will be number 2. That's Anderson Laura. Forwards tonight, number 21, John Andrew Bryson, number 10, Cale Sellers. In the center is number 23, Zeke Walkup. We've got 22, Walker Hatfield. He is absent tonight. Warren County will counter with number 2, Trey Martin, number 3, Christian Munoz. Or no, I'm sorry, number 11, Dominic Robertson. We've got 12, Luke Simpson, number 13, Maddox Baker, and number 14, Can-Can Paris. There's your name. If anybody can do it, can do, right?
Starting lineup for the Warren County Pioneers would be number 2, Trey Martin.
Trey Martin being introduced. And while we have this moment, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll get this one started. Cannon versus Warren.
Uh-oh. Did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
Going to the starting lineups for Cannon
Number
County.
10, Cale Sellers.
Cale Sellers getting the nod.
Number 1, John Bryson.
Place the Walker. Hopefully everything's okay there and he can get back to the team soon. We'll get things started here momentarily. Hatfield will go to the center circle. Can-Can Paris. So it's Zeke against Can-Can to get things started here. Jump ball and Cannon County basketball. Bryson. Falls down, picks it back up, gets going, spins over to Sellers. Sellers shot, no. Rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Going to be last touch by number 12, Simpson. Inbound by Miles. Long pass top of the key. Sling it over. Here's a three on the way from Laura. No good. Rebound. Went out of bounds. It'll be last test by Cannon County Lions. Warren County will face a full court press and Can-Can Paris just got it away and gets it over to Simpson. Simpson down on the baseline. Shot up. No, but a foul. Number 11, Dominic Robertson will head to the free throw line. There'll be a two-shot foul for him. Cale Sellers. Cannon County Lion group goes about 7 deep, so now they're pretty much 6 deep with Gary and Gibbs on the bench. Free throw is up. It's good. They've got some talent. Second free throw, no. He said that Robertson stepped on the free throw line, which is a violation. Cannon County will have it. 1-0 Warren County. Laura double teamed, and now they're saying stepped out of bounds. Warren County basketball. Inbounds. Comes up. Going over to number 13, Baker, and Baker traveled. One nothing, 5:13 left to go in the opening quarter. Here is the left side. Now Bryson. Bryson falls down, and it'll be picked up by Simpson. Simpson up the floor to Paris. Paris down to the baseline. Here's a little jumper air ball from Martin. Or Munoz. Yeah, that's Martin first. And the ball kicked out of bounds. Number three, Christian Munoz will check in the ball game for Baker. Inbound comes over to Alexander. Laura down on the baseline. Sellers double team finds Walkup underneath the basket. Walkup drops it in for two. 2-1. Warren with the basketball. Underneath the Paris, his shot no good. The rebound dropped as Bryson, loose ball, still picking up, scooting all over the place, and Bryson's hurt. John Andrew, there should be a referee calling. Should have called it right then. Bryson got hit in the head with an elbow. Laura will go down to score. They'll count it. Should count it. Four to one. So Bryson's going to be okay. He's going to have to sit out a play. As a result, number one. We'll check in. That's Lucas Alford. Inbound. And it's going over to Munoz. Munoz passes it to Simpson. Going over to Paris. Paris back to Simpson, drops it down to Robertson, back over to Munoz for three. Won't go, and Sellers gets the rebound, and he gets the ball in. Actually, gonna be last touched by Warren County. Cannon leads it 4-1. Bryce is still over there shaking the cobwebs. Alexander. Right side, they drop it down low to Walkup. Walkup goes in hard and is fouled by Dominic Robertson. So Walkup will get two shots. Free throw. Good. Zeke's second free throw. Bryson says, I'm good enough. I want to go back in. Knocks them both down 4-1. 6-1. 4 points for Walkup. Here's Munoz. Munoz reversing. Got some moves. Double team. Tipped and taken by Laura. Laura's got it. 3-on-1. Pulls up the jumper. Buries it. Anderson with four. We got an 8-1 lead. 3:20 left to go in the first quarter. Take a break. Be back with more. Cannon Rock Radio.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're going to try to get some more music added to our music library. Been unsuccessful because just not enough time. So Saturday I might have a little bit of time to add some stuff. So we'll get back into giving a full playlist instead of the 80 songs you hear over and over again. And we'll update all of our events and everything. It's Cannon Country Christmas will be the weekend will pretty much over. So we'll look forward to the weeks in December. Christmas parade and whatnot is coming up. There's a shot, no good. Pulled down, and that's when put back is no good. Cannon's got the rebound. Here's Laura pushing the ball up the floor. Laura right side. Alexander thought about the three, won't take it. Miles dancing around out there. Going to bring it to the top of the key. Miles gives it out to Laura. Laura down to the left side. There's Alexander. Alexander driving in the paint underneath to Sellers, and Sellers knocks it down. 10-1. Boys know how to hustle. Here comes Munoz, who almost lost it. That's Simpson. Simpson and a foul against Miles Alexander. So Baker will check back in. Out goes Robertson. And Munoz will bring the ball, fire it over to Baker. Baker. Simpson. Simpson in the paint. Shot, no. Rebound tipped in the hands of Munoz. Munoz clears it back out. Can Paris. Can three. 10-4. Joshua Pannell. And there is a shot by Walkup. Give him six. Cannon leads by eight. 1:48 left to go in the opening quarter. There's Robertson, or Baker. Baker comes across half court and lost it. The ball goes out of bounds. Going to be the last touch by Baker. Substitution coming in is Trey Martin. We'll check in. Coming in for Baker. 12-4 Cannon with 1:34 left to go in the opening quarter of play. Pass down to Laura in the corner for three. A little fade jumper won't go. And the rebound run down by Martin. And they're going to say held ball, possession arrow belonging to Warren County. Inbound. Paris over to Simpson. Simpson picks up the dribble over to Paris, almost trapped, and gets rid of it down to number Newell, left side. Three on the way from Martin will go. The ball knocked out of bounds by Mr. Walker. 1:09 left to go in the opening quarter. Inbound. Munoz. Munoz will give it over to number 23, Newell. Newell almost lost it. Simpson picks it up. Simpson drives the baseline, cuts off now to Paris. Paris drops inside, back out to Simpson for a wide open three. That one's not going to fall, and there is Alford for the rebound. Outlet to Alexander. Miles, reverse dribble, goes in the lane, sees an opening, finds Walkup. He throws one up, but no good, but there is a foul. And they're going to call that one on number 23, Newell, on the other side. Free throw by Walkup is good. Gary and Gibbs will check in the ball game as John Andrew Bryson returns. Cale Sellers and Alford will take a seat. Free throw number two is good. And a timeout going to be called by Canada on 30-second timeout. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more in a moment.
Do Canada you Rock need Radio. Home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
It'll be Warren County with the basketball. Here is Munoz having some problems. He'll get the return pass. Pass deflected, and Laurel will reach out and grab it back. Over now to Alexander. Alexander going up for the layup. Blew it. Rebound, Warren County. Simpson threw it right into the hands of Walkup, who tripped up on Alexander. Alexander trying to accelerate, going up for the layup. Couldn't make that one go. And the rebound comes out to number 11, Robertson. Robertson, left side, Martin for three. That one short. Munoz runs down the rebound. And that's the end of quarter number one. 14-4 our score. Cannon with a 10-point lead. We'll take a break and be back with more on Cannon Rock Radio.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market in Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
14-4. We go to the second quarter. Cannon's got the 10-point lead. Cannon's got their starting five minus Gary and Gibbs in. Martin and Munoz, along with Simpson, Paris, and Robertson in the game. Laura, left side to Gibbs, down the baseline, Miles for three from the corner, got it. A long pass, and Laura will inbound underneath Cannon's basket as a result of turnover. Laura over to Walker. Now to Miles. Shovels it down to Laura. Laura going to drive it. Pull up. Jumper, and he's fouled from behind. That is going to be 13. Baker, his first. He's back in the game. Free throw coming up. It's good. Second free throw from Anderson. And Walker, or somebody moved. That's Bryson. Moved a little early. So Laura's one And a timeout going to be called. So full timeout as well. 18-4 the score. We'll take a break.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes. That'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
18-4 the score. 5:36 left to go in the first half. It's all Cannon County right now. Again, Warren County jumped out to a 4-1 lead. 17-0 run by the Lions. Warren County has not scored since the first quarter. Inbound comes up for Baker and Company. They'll get it over to Baker. Baker, right side, finds Parrish. Parrish drives and double dribble. Laura will be the floor general of this one. He's tripped up by Baker. That's going to be number two on Maddox. Gibbs will inbound. Garion out to Laura. Left side. Here comes Alexander. Miles creates. Drops it back off outside to Bryson. Cross courts it. Here's Laura for three. Won't go. And the rebound pulled down by number 11, Robertson. Robertson gets it to Parrish. Parrish bringing it over to Simpson. And walk up. No, it's going to be a travel on Baker. Inbound. Long pass. Gibbs crosses it. Alexander. Long pass tapped. It's going to be run down by Laura, though. Laura, right side, drives. Underneath, shot, no. And there's Bryson with the rebound. Miles Alexander gets through the double team. Top of the key, Gary and Gibbs for three. Yes! Nice job by the Lions, 21-4. Here's Simpson. Simpson. Double team cleared it over to Parrish. Long pass underneath. Martin can't hang on or can't keep his balance. And he threw it away. Miles Alexander coming off the, coming up the floor, gets across half court. And Gary Gibbs thought there was a white jersey, but it was a fan. He saw the white, says, oh, wait a minute, there's no number on it. Here's Simpson, and Gibbs comes up with the foul. Sellers will be coming in for Gibbs, I think. That'll be Gibbs' first. No, yep, Gary will come out. Inbound from Baker. Down on the baseline, it goes to Robertson. Robertson finds too much traffic, pass batted, and last touch by Laura. Gibbs will check. No, Gibbs going to the locker room. The ball tipped out of bounds. See, I believe Laura, I know John Andrew Bryson, Zeke Walker are all eighth graders. Cale Sellers is seventh grader, so is Alexander. Those two will be returning next year. And over and back, Warren County missed out on that one. So you'll have some holes to fill, but you've got Lucas Alford, I believe, is a seventh grader, and I think Gibbs, seventh grader, so Gibbs will be probably a starter next year, I'd imagine. Bryson, Alexander. Alexander drops it back over to John Andrew. Down in the corner, Anderson Laura for three. Won't go. Rebound tipped around, and Walkerpool be called for the foul. Another one that you got to consider is Levi Hatfield. He's not here tonight, but he's an eighth grader as well. Integral part of this team. Warren County trails 21-4. Walker gets hit in the head. Here comes Paris, and that's not going to be, the basket won't fall, but Paris will go to the free throw line, and John Andrew Bryson will get tagged with the foul. Again, check out the basketball summaries in our next issue of the Cannon Courier, coming out in your stores on Monday and subscribers' mailboxes on Tuesday. Free throw up, no. Second shot opportunity. No good either. Ball kicked. Bryson tries to save it. Cannot. Inbound. Pass up to Simpson. Simpson pass deflected, and Laura's got it. Laura, reverse dribble. Laura in the side. Layup, no. And the ball inbound. Alexander, he's got it back. Is it over to Laura? Laura back over to Miles. Miles thought about driving inside. We'll step back behind the line, get fouled, no call. And Walkable reach in and wrestle the ball away. The ball knocked out of bounds by Laura. Inbound. Here comes Simpson drive, or that's Paris driving. No charge, no contact, and Cannon will get the rebound. Here's Laura pushing it up the floor, going up with a teardrop runner, no good. Rebound, Sellers goes to retrieve it. Alexander open for three, won't go. Bryson had a hand on it, but it'll end up in Simpson's hands, and now Bryson gets called for the foul. So Alford and Gibbs will check in, and Walker Bryson will come take a seat. Bryson just picked up his second. To 4, 2:23 left to go in the first half. Cannon by 17. Needle hasn't moved for Warren County since the first quarter. Here's Simpson. That's Parrish. Gives it over to Simpson. Top of the key comes Baker. Maddox goes reels around right side to Paris. Paris driving the baseline over in the corner to Simpson. Simpson will pull it out of the baseline. Top of the key to Martin. Martin, right side it goes to Robertson. Robertson back over to Simpson. Simpson drives, shot from behind, blocked. But there's going to call a foul. And they're going to call that on number 10, Cale Sellers. That's going to be number 2. Free throw 1. Good. Well, that's your first point for Warren County in this quarter. 21-5. second free throw. He made two in a row. 21-6. Lions with the lead, a minute 46 left to go in the first half. Left side it goes. Here's Alexander. Alexander. And turnover. They're going to call a timeout called by Warren County.
Woodbury Lions 21-6. We'll be back. Annual nut sale already. You can purchase a bag or two or several of pecan halves, walnuts, healthy mix, cashews, deluxe mixed nuts, milk chocolate peanuts, or sweet and salty trail mix. Stop by Jennings Jewelers, Woodbury Farmers Co-op, Cannon County Clerk's Office, Cannon County Senior Center, Dr. Trey Wessel's Office, First Bank, Paul Reed Furniture, Regions Bank, Capstar Bank, Sue Patrick CPA, Woodbury Funeral Home, Cutting Edge Salon, Hometown Community Bank, or see any Woodbury Lions Club member to purchase the nuts. Hurry, they sell faster than Superman can fly. More event and announcement news upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
21-6, Warren County with the basketball, trailing by the 15-point margin. Luke Simpson will bring it across, give it over to Paris. Can-Can drives it in the lane. Alford not in position. He'll get a call for the reach-in, and that'll be one on Alford. Big thing is that Paris will now go to the free throw line to try to shoot two free throws. One up, none in. Second free throw from Mr. Paris. That one will find its way in. And that is the fourth point for Can-Can. 21-7, 14-point lead for the Lions. Baseline pass. Here's Gibbs from the corner for three. He'll collect it all back in one shot. Six for Gibbs. I say it's, yeah, 24-7. Simpson driving. Double team. Don't want to call foul. And Laura gets the interception. Turns it to corner. Goes inside. Stop. Out to Alexander. Alexander drives the baseline. And they're going to call a out of bounds last touch by number 11, Robertson. Gibbs inbound it. Laura with it. Laura stops, pops a three with a hand in his face. No good. Rebound Martin. Here comes Simpson. Getting across half court, 28 seconds left in the first half. Pass in the corner, finds Robertson. Robertson in control, falls to the ground. Simpson in the corner for three. Rebound ripped by Alford. Out comes Alexander. Alexander baseline. Runs by Martin, goes with a teardrop runner, won't go. Rebound Alexander, baseball pass the other side. Here's Gibbs, wide open for a three, got it. At the buzzer. And Gary and Gibbs and Cannon County lead it 27-7 at the end of two. We'll take a break and come back in a moment with more basketball action in the third quarter.
It's the 32nd annual Cannon Country Christmas, Friday, November 18th and Saturday, November 19th. Watch for more details in the upcoming editions of the Cannon Courier. The Cannon Courier's Turkey Tumble will start November 15th. More announcements on this huge event soon. Upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Cannon County High School Cheer Competition is hosting a couple of fundraisers on Saturday, November the 19th. One of them is a $7 all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, which will be in the high school cafeteria from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. November the 19th. $5 for ages 10 and under. Also, the Ugly Sweater Spread the Cheer 5K Fun Run will take place that day at the Cannon County High School. Timed awards in each category, Ugly Sweater and Most Festive Awards. All proceeds benefit the Cannon County High School Cheer Competition team. For more information and specific details and also to register, please visit www.smore.com/CN7D9. More news and events to be announced on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Coming back, you can hear the sneakers on the floor. I'll lace them up and let's go two more quarters. 27-7 Cannon County with the 20-point lead, their biggest of the night, over the Warren County Pioneers. Warren County was only able to squeeze 3 points, two of those on free throws. Well, actually, all three of them on free throws. No, one on free throws, I guess. In the quarter, 6 minutes on the clock. Maddox Baker will inbound and get it over to Luke Simpson. Simpson to Baker. Baker, right side, here comes a three. It's no good for Martin, and the rebound goes out to Simpson, and he dropped it in. First field goal since the first quarter for Warren County. Alexander. Walk up open. Alexander with the runner. Got it. Five for Miles. Lead back up to 20, 29-9. Here's a pass taken by Laura. Over to Alexander. Alexander. Gonna cross court it. Here's Gibbs for three. Still got the rhythm. They said he was, yep, he's in the 3-point land. He's got 12.
Gibbs is Theo Winter's brother. There's a shot, no, from what I understand. And walk-up ball batted as he got rid of it. Comes back to Baker, to Robertson. Now to Simpson. Simpson, top of the key, Baker. Baker going to drive. Baker trying to find somebody, and he threw it behind Simpson. Here comes Alexander with the steal and the layup. ...34-9. Simpson, long pass, Parrish. Parrish over in the corner, Simpson's got it. Simpson drives, pass Walkup. Walkup got a piece of him and the ball. That'll be Zeke's first. Clock is winding, 34-9. A free throw is up and good. It'll stop it at 3:58, 34-10. Missed free throw, and Simpson will get it back, throw up a three. That's an air ball. Everybody goes to running for it. And Bryson gets shoved by Robertson. Alexander will bring it up. Miles, left side. And the pass, or the ball stolen. Picked up by Baker. Baker, left side, Robertson. Robertson. Martin, left side or right side. Here comes Robertson, and it's a held ball. Heads up play by Gary and Gibbs to tie up. Actually, that was Baker. And Baker's heading out of here. Christian Munoz will check in. 34-10 the score. 3:26 left to go in the third quarter. Cannon by 24. Alexander will bring it across half court. Alexander calling for some help. Walkup's got it. Walkup gives another screen. Alexander goes up, lays it up and in. Tough play. Tough shot for Alexander. Simpson, long pass, got Martin down underneath, and Walkup runs over the top for his second foul. Robertson's okay, though. Simpson will inbound. Pass comes up to Munoz. Left side, Simpson. Simpson going inside the lane against Laura. The shot is good and a foul. The and one coming up. Free throw. Up. 3-point play missed. Cannon with the rebound. There it goes, pass quickly into Walkup, and Walkup is fouled by Simpson. That'll be number one on Luke. .250 left to go in the third. Walkup is looking for his ninth point. He nailed it. One more gives him double figures. That one is up, no good. Rebound tipped. Alexander's got it. Fakes. Now he's going to drive inside on Simpson. As soon as he saw Simpson turn around, he just wheeled in, missed the shot. Simpson. Right side, Martin for three. Good. 37-13. Alexander brings it up against Martin. Walker going to try to throw the screen, does, and it's going to be a one-handed runner for Miles. He's got that shot down to perfection. Long pass, and nice job by Bryson to intercept. Get the ball down to Laura. Loose ball, and there should have been a travel, and that's over and back. Alexander will bring it up the floor. Miles right side reverses the dribble on Martin. Going around the perimeter. Steps in for a three. It'll rattle out. And a rebound pulled down by number 11, Robertson. And Warren County coming up with the basketball. Here's Simpson. Cross half court, Simpson. Picked up by Laura. Right side, here comes Munoz. Munoz now trapped. Passing lanes cut off, but finds a way to Martin. Martin will drive at baseline, and Bryson will take it away. Gibbs stops, three, no good. On the rebound is Bryson, and reaching in will be Paris. And that's who they call his first. Timeout called by Cannon County. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. Score 40-15. All lines.
Some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market in Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402. Or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market in Deli.
40-15 the score. Minute 13 left to go in the third. And it's kind of a delayed timeout. Lucas Alford will make his way back in the ballgame. Cale Sellers back in there. Gary and Gibbs and Bryson will get a breather. Inbound, Walker. Over in the corner. That's Laura. Gives it back to Miles Alexander. Alexander directing traffic. Goes through a screen provided by Walker. Goes up high with the layup. It's good. 42-15. Simpson, Paris. Paris will drive it past Alford, lay it up and in. That was a quick transition, easy basket for Warren. 42-17 with 37 seconds left to go in the third. Here's Alexander. Over in the corner, there's a shot, no good. Rebound pulled down and a foul going to be called on number 10, Cale Sellers. And the inbound coming up from Christian Munoz. Munoz to inbound. Munoz with the basketball. Going to work against pass deflected, but it's going to be picked up by Simpson. Simpson driving layup. It's good and a foul. Number 10, Cale Sellers. That's going to be his fourth. Simpson knocks down the two and goes for the and one. Free throw up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Walker. Outlet to Laura. Anderson finds Alford, passes too far in front. Out of bounds. Bryson checks back in for Sellers. And the inbound. Number 11, Robertson, gets rid of it over to Munoz. Munoz, double team, pass deflected by Alexander. That's the end of the third quarter. Cannon County maintains a 42-19 lead over the Warren County Pioneers. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment.
Uh-oh. Did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
Back here, fourth and final quarter of Warren County trails 42-19. So far, it's been kind of an easy season for Cannon County. I mean, they've got competition. You've got bigger schools that you played, Warren County, of course, Westwood, Manchester. The guys here are making it look pretty easy. And one of the big reasons why is, I mean, just because of their communication. I mean, like I said, I've said this before, say it probably till we end game of the season. You need to find a way to keep these seven or eight together. Maybe nine, and the others will grow and mature as well that are on this team, and you can include them, but this group could be a collective dangerous group for the high schoolers. There's number 11, Dominic Robertson, that hit his third point of the night. Baseball pass down to Walkup. Walkup couldn't make the shot, got his own rebound, put it back in. Up, but fouled on the way up into the basket. Walker Hatfield not here tonight. He's normally starts. He's a big post player for Cannon County as Walkup misses a free throw. Second free throw is good. Walkup has got 10 points on the night. 42-21. Long pass, and Robertson will come down with it. Robertson almost lost it. Here's Baker in the lane, and he drives, and Walkup got a hand on it, goes out of bounds. Lob up to Simpson, and Bryson stabs at it. Simpson goes back and gets it. Martin down on the baseline. Here's Parrish for three. Won't go. Simpson in the lane to rebound. Nobody touched him. And a timeout going to be called by Coach Laura and Cannon County. They're going to get some substitutions in. 42-23 the score. Up next for Cannon County after tonight, we head to Murfreesboro on Tuesday, November 22nd, for a showdown with Central Magnet. They're middle grades basketball teams that sometimes find their way into varsity play. That'll be Tuesday, November the 22nd, and we won't be there because the high school has a basketball game on Tuesday, November 22nd, against DeKalb County. Thought I might be able to make that one. Coming out of the timeout, 42-23, Cannon by 19. Number 24, Sam Wimberly in the ballgame. Lucas Alford will inbound it. Fire down over to Miles Alexander. Alexander breaks the full court press, drives toward the baseline. Goes down on the baseline, clears it over to all. Now to number one, that's Alford. Right side to Laura. Laura passing, Wimberly throws a screen. Wimberly comes out, gets the ball, goes up. He's stripped by Parrish. Parrish pushing the ball up the floor. Going up against Alexander. Alexander disrupted the rhythm, blew the layup, and here's Laura the other way. Laura threw a double team, throws it up, and that's going to be the 13 or 2 with the foul. They're going to call that one on 13. Maddox Baker hits his third. Free throw coming up. It's good. So Laura gets his first point since the second quarter. Gives him 6 altogether. Second free throw, Anderson says, nope, not that one. 1 of 2. Simpson, looking for some help, finds number 11, Robertson. Robertson ball, kicked it, and walk up to back and gets it over to Wimberly. Now to Alford, Lucas, Alexander. Miles Alexander comes off the screen, fires it on over to walk-up, layup, no, rebound, Warren County. It's a tough shot by walk-up. Number 12, Simpson Luke, goes up for a shot. Might have had some help from behind, and Laura will pick it up. Laura, 3, fired up, no, rebound pulled down by Lucas. Alford gets it out to Alexander, 3.5 left to go in this one. Alexander down on the baseline, fires it inside, too hard of a pass, but Walker comes up with it. Now to Lucas Alford, comes off the screen, here comes Alexander, drives, gets it back, and he carries it. Yep. Point lead for the home team here at Robert A. Harris Gymnasium. Long pass coming over to Parrish, and Parrish puts up the shot, no. Simpson crashes the board, and it's a loose ball picked up by Alexander and Martin. And the inbound comes over to Miles. Walkup going to try to set a screen. Alexander follows through with it. Walkup goes down the low block. Turnaround jumper, no. Rebound by Simpson. Simpson will push it up the floor. Simpson in the lane against Laura. Puts one up over the top of Laura, but it doesn't find its way through. And Anderson gets the ball. Comes off the screen from Walkup. Here's Alford. Alford going to drive. Clear it back out. Here's Laura with a runner. Won't go. Rebound. Come down by Parrish. Parrish. Long pass. Martin down on the baseline. Martin driving the baseline. Finds Baker. Baker going for a runner himself. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Parrish out of bounds. Inbound. Here comes Alexander, shovels it over. Alexander gets a return pass from Walkup. 1:49 left to go in the game. Shot no good. Rebound, that's Wimberly. He couldn't make the follow through. Top of the key, it comes to Simpson. He misses. And a timeout going to be called so they can get the substitutions in. Four Mark Passenger, 13 is Ethan Sism, 11 is Raylan Cavanaugh. Sam Wimberly and Garen Gibbs check back in. With a minute 23 left to go in this game. Here's Sism, the inbound. He'll go over to Gibbs. Right side to number four, Passenger. Passenger finds Sism. Now to McCavanaugh. McCavanaugh, and he's fouled by Warren County. That's number 14, Ken Paris. Gibbs. Right side, Passenger. Passenger got shoved and somehow kept up with the ball, and he's got a shot. Open shot missed. Simpson with the ball, under a minute to go. Long pass in the corner. Jumper up, no. Rebound pulled down by Passenger. Passenger clears it to Gibbs. 43-23. Gibbs driving in the lane, goes up hard against Robertson. Robertson got the block. Canning County ball. Sism will inbound. Wimberly. Now to Gibbs. Sism. Passes it back over to Gibbs. Gibbs gonna drive it in the lane. Up. Shot good. Gibbs came off the bench. He leads in scoring with 14. 45-23. Right side, Martin for three. That's a good one. Second three. Bomb by Trey Martin. Cannonball. 3 seconds left. And not going to do it. All right. 45-26, your final score. Thank you for being with us tonight. We will talk back with you again on Tuesday. Be sure to join our YouTube channel, Hometown Showcase, for the high school basketball games Tuesday night here in Woodbury.